Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight, broadcasting from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship station, and great Salem radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out, as always, goes to our active-duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch, thanks very much for keeping America rolling along, especially the over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Parler, we're on Getter, we're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com, simply the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. All right, Denise Simon from founderscode.com is back with us, and let's see here. Good morning, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
All right, now, we have a caller, but before I get to the caller, I want to talk about a little bit more about Ukraine. They say they want to hold peace talks today with Russia without preconditions, correct?
Well, the Ukrainian delegation has actually arrived at the border of Ukraine and Belarus. So this is as of like 5 minutes ago. So an agreement is not actually expected, because Putin's going to demand that the Ukrainian army surrender, and they're just not going to do that. So it apparently the reason for this meeting, Zelensky is not attending. There's not a because they'd kill him. They'd kidnap him.
Sure.
So he's not going to be there. He sent a delegation. But it appears that not only are there necessarily Russian losses way beyond what Putin expected, but the biggest thing is he's got a troop morale problem, a big one.
Sure.
These guys don't know what they're doing. They were told they were just going to, they've been conscripted.
Mm-hmm.
And, he just conscripted anybody he could find. And so, I don't know if you've looked at the videos and you see these big letters in white that are painted on the side of the
I've seen them.
Vehicles. Well, each of those letters mean something, like where they're going and what their duty is to be. So a Z would mean they could be in Kharkiv, or a W could mean that they are, you know, coming towards, you know, some other town. And, mm-hmm. and they've been given maps. And what the Ukrainians have been doing for the last several days, they've probably finished by now, is they've taken down all their road signs, all of them.
Mm-hmm.
So, and not, you know, the big ones that are on highways and then the names of streets. They've taken them all down, and these Russians are getting lost.
Mm-hmm.
So they have a major morale problem.
Which is why they're getting ambushed, because they're in the wrong place, and guess who's there?
Well, some of them are, but, you know, some of them are making it through, and there's some, you know, there's some real urban fighting. But mm-hmm. Anyway, the other thing, too, is that the jet fighters that the European Union was providing have also arrived. So, yeah.
All right. Let's go to the caller. I think I know who this is. Okay, Picasso, what is your question for Denise?
Short lease. I got two questions and one statement. A statement of fact of knowledge is at this moment in time, there's a 5 kilometer, which is about 4 miles long, on two roads outside of Kiev. They are sitting there. There are no drones at this moment, according to the Dutch news service out of Germany, attacking them. I don't think drones are going to defeat the army. I have a question for Denise because I value her great knowledge and great work, and I'd like to ask her, okay, so we're at war. How do we stop it, and where do you personally, I know you don't know, we can both agree that the genie is out of the bottle now. The genie is out of the bottle. Where does this end and how?
All right, thank you.
I'm going to hang up and listen.
Thank you. Okay, go ahead, Denise.
You know, thanks for that question, because I've been asking myself that for the last several days. You know, what does this necessarily look like on the other side? We've heard all of these, air quote, experts say, you know, Putin's defeated, he's isolated, he's not the same man, blah, 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 blah. And, you know, Ukraine is winning just by, you know, holding back the forces and so forth. And I keep saying to myself, you know, all you're doing is poking the bear, as they like to call it. You're making this cat more defiant, which is, I think, one of the reasons that he even brought up the nuclear readiness. Which, by the way, Belarus has accepted any of those bombers into their country.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they've moved yet, but Belarus has agreed to cooperate in that. So where does this necessarily end? Well, I believe that a couple of things. One is that Ukraine, with all of their courage and valor, has actually sent a message to the rest of the world that this country is now the shining city on a hill.
Mm-hmm.
And where is the rest of the world? So the rest of the world isn't necessarily trying to get in line. And Ukraine is shaming the rest of the world, including the United States. The other interesting thing is China in all of this.
All right, hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll talk about it on the other side of the break. But, folks, I will tell you this for sure. We do know that all of this is leading to a result that nobody's going to like. But I'll tell you what Frank Gaffney said on the other side of the break. Well-known Intel analyst. I'll be right back.
With the captain or with Denise Simon. 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
All righty. Thank you very much, Kyle. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Geico Insurance. Now, Geico, spelled G-E-I-C-O, has been saving people money for going on 85 years, and they're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 25 million drivers, including me. Now, your local Geico office can help you find coverage for just about everything you own and take care of it for you. If you can't get your agent on the phone, you can do it on the internet by going to the website, geico.com, G-E-I-C-O. Now, they'll cover your car, they'll cover the truck you're driving, they'll also cover your motorcycle, ATV, boat, or RV, and this is how you save the money. You bundle your homeowners or your renters or your condo insurance with your vehicle, and then away you go. Save yourself a bunch of money. Geico, G-E-I-C-O, geico.com. Tell them the Captain sent you. Okay, back to Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Morning.
Please finish what you were saying.
Yeah, so I was actually talking about China, and China is probably kind of rethinking whatever plans they had for Taiwan. Now, it's not that they still don't want to take over Taiwan, but I think maybe the timeline may be altered, and I only say that because I don't think these countries necessarily understood the wide consequences and I would say, support that mm-hmm. Ukraine is getting. I mean, it's really quite remarkable.
Mm-hmm.
Buildings all across the world, rallies all across the world
mm-hmm.
are all lit up in blue and gold.
Yeah.
But what is Putin going to do? Well, he's already raised his interest rate to 20% at the Russian Central Bank. So now nobody can get a loan. The big thing is everybody keeps talking about this SWIFT deal.
Yeah.
SWIFT deal means nothing, by the way, because all he has to do is deal with the Chinese yen instead of the U.S. dollar. So
mm-hmm.
the whole SWIFT thing is a
How about the ruble? Let me stop you for a second and ask you a question. How about the ruble? Because the ruble, I don't know what it's going to start at today, but it lost 40% of its value on Friday.
Well, yeah, that is an issue. So inflation is going to hit Russia, like right now, in a big way. But it's also going to hurt us because of the stuff that we import from Russia. It's really quite remarkable, and I'm very, very worried about our agricultural sector because we get pretty much all of our fertilizer from Russia.
Correct.
Which is like, you know, so we rely on China and then we rely on Russia. And so, you know, how stupid can we be? But, you know, to go back to that question, where does Putin go from here? Where does the world go from here?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm really struggling with it. I think I know, or I think I'm trying to make myself know, and I can't yet. Because the consequences are so huge. But, maybe after another day I'll come to some kind of conclusion. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, the other thing that disturbs me is that with all these sanctions that we did not sanction Belarus at all.
Yeah.
And that to me is I would say, inexcusable.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, the Ukrainian president Zelensky has asked for volunteers to join what he calls his international legion.
Mm-hmm.
And he's getting them.
Yes.
He's getting them in a big way. They're coming in through the Poland side.
They're also getting money, I might add. I saw cryptocurrency, $5 million.
Tons of money.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to need it because, look, they got a humanitarian crisis. They're mm-hmm. going to have to rebuild. They're going to have to do all this. But I would kind of go slow on the money because I think if you are able to seize bank accounts of some of these oligarchs and what the Russian Central Bank has in other banks outside of the country, you know, mm-hmm. what they may have in the Bank of London or the New mm-hmm. York, whatever, I'd be seizing those because I think that they're going to have to rebuild and these people that he's killed are going to have to be compensated.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Zelensky has also made a referral to Putin to the International Criminal Court in The Hague.
Right.
Which is really a gesture because it's the most feeble, you know, criminal court we have is being a war criminal. Well, he was a war criminal going all the way back to Syria, if
sure.
not earlier, because remember he shot down that passenger jet.
And also with the carpet bombing.
Yeah. So I want to be able to answer the question, what happens, and
okay.
I'm struggling with it like crazy, and I'm not prepared or smart enough to give an answer yet.
Let's go to the telephone line, and we've got Backgammon Bob on the line. Backgammon Bob, what's your question?
Thank you, Captain. The Stinger missiles only have a ceiling of about 12,000 feet, and Russia can start flying your stuff a lot higher than that. And the thing I wanted to know really is, what is Russia going to do with Ukraine after they capture it? They can't occupy it. It's not going to do them much good. And if Russia decides to start committing atrocities like carpet bombing or really destroying a lot of stuff, that should make the Russian people at home really furious with them, and they might even start a lot more demonstrating than they do. All right, that's it, Captain.
All right, I got news for you. They're already furious. Look at them out on the streets.
Who's out on the streets?
Russians.
Yeah. Yeah. They're getting arrested, too, like crazy. Back to these Stingers. There are several variations of the Stingers, otherwise known as man pads. By the way, they they're about $100,000 each. Mm-hmm. So just kind of put that in into perspective on the cost of that. But, yeah, they should have had the Stingers a long time ago, to be honest. And remember, under the Trump administration, Trump said javelins, but everybody was mad about that. So they had to keep those javelins stored in a warehouse 300 miles from the border. So it was like stupid, but they're out there now.
Mm-hmm.
And so anyway, I believe that we have some pretty good guys, from urban warfare experts and whatnot coming out of the Pentagon. They're on satellite phones with the Ukrainian front line telling them, you know, what to do and so forth. So they're helping the Ukrainians actually pull the trigger, no pun intended. So that's, I think that's part and parcel of the reasons that, Ukraine is being able to, hold back these Russian forces as much as they are. But in fact, some of these Russian forces are like 17 year old, kids that showed up, you know, playing TikTok
well,
in there.
I was told some of them outran their supply lines. They've run out of gas. Some of these trucks, these vehicles are sitting
on. That's the reason for that convoy.
Yeah, exactly. Which is what, 30 miles behind them, and they're hung up.
So, yeah. Now, remember, too, that Ukraine keeps a military attaché at the Pentagon. That's been that way for years. So.
But they're booting somebody out, I was told over the weekend. I don't know who it is.
Who is?
We are booting somebody from Russia out.
I don't know what that means, but okay.
We're getting rid of one of the diplomats. I don't know who it is. By the way, here's one for you. Eric Swalwell, haven't heard from him in a while. He calls for all the Russian students to be, quote, end of quote, kicked out of American universities.
Well, I'm fine with that, actually.
Me too.
You know, I don't have a lot of use for Eric Swalwell, but I would also, and I'm kind of surprised that the Biden administration has not expelled some other diplomats and terminated, forced these law firms and these lobby groups to terminate their agreements with Russian companies and so forth. Just, you know, like Luke Oil.
Mm-hmm.
Luke Oil, I think, got over a couple of hundred gas stations here in the United States. They actually have an office, an administrative office in the United States. And that's Russian owned. You know, shutter it.
Yeah. So, tomorrow, what are we going to be talking about here as we come to the break?
Same thing we are right now.
Yeah, I don't think we're going anywhere.
It's just your weapons thing.
And I really don't think this peace, whatever this is going on, is going to render anything today. It'll be a while,
those
right?
Those thoughts are going on right now. I just watched the helicopter.
Okay. All right. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Same time, same bat channel.
Yeah.
All right, Denise Simon, everybody, FoundersCode.com. FoundersCode.com. Go over there, check it out, see all the great stuff she's involved in. When I come back, it's time for the Military and Veterans News segment.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The United Nations is expected to take some form of action when they meet this week over Russia's invasion of Ukraine.
U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Linda Thomas-Greenfield on NBC's Meet the Press discussed the tools they can use against the Kremlin.
We can isolate them. We can isolate them in the United Nations. We can isolate them in U.N. specialized agencies. They are feeling that isolation.
She says a vote on a resolution in the U.N. General Assembly could happen as soon as Wednesday. Meanwhile, Russian President Vladimir Putin put nuclear forces on high alert in response to what he deemed aggressive statements by Western nations, and the European Union has taken more action against Moscow, including financing weapons and other equipment for Ukraine. More than half of those polled by NPR, PBS, and Marist panned the job that President Biden had done in his first year. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our military and veterans news. Always brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy with the two campuses they have that will train you to become an aviation maintenance technician. Now, that's a skill and a job that's very much in demand right now. So check them out, NAA.edu. Here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the good thing about the National Aviation Academy is they have two campuses to serve you, to teach you how to become an aviation maintenance technician. Now, one of them is in Clearwater, Florida, right down here where I'm at. I'm in Tampa, and they're on the other side of Tampa Bay in Clearwater. The other one is located in Concord, Mass., just outside the city limits of Boston. But in either case, call them up. I'll give you the number in a minute. And asked to take the tour of their campus. Now, the number is 800-659-2080. 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And their switchboard can connect you with either the Clearwater campus to set up an appointment for a tour, or the Concord, Massachusetts campus to do the same thing. Now, here's what you'll be able to do. Number one, you'll be able to talk to the students that are there. Number two, you'll be able to talk to some of the instructors that are there. And number three, you'll be able to talk to the money people and find out, if you're a veteran, how it works with your GI Bill, and they'll actually walk you through it and help you with the GI paperwork and tell you how much you've got in terms of your schooling. Some of you have never used it, so you got it. And some of you have used it, but you don't have a lot left, but they'll tell you. And then, of course, to the generic civilian that shows up, they have the standard student loan. And if you're sitting out there in your butt and you're not doing nothing, and it doesn't matter what your age is, because they've had people in their 60s that have gone to become aviation maintenance techs to supplement their income wherever they've worked at, and then turned around and retired in a life of style. Now think about that for a minute. Think about that for a minute for those of you that are currently out of work. Check them out. NAA.edu, NAA.edu, or 800-659-2080. And don't forget to tell me Captain sent you. You'll be glad you did. That can turn your life totally around. Well, Russia, Russia, Russia. Ukraine has vowed to fight on as the Russians are attacking. And continue. Now, peace talks have been set, and they may be talking right now, for all I know, on the Ukraine-Belarus border. Russians, Belarus people, perhaps, and the Ukrainians. Now, the President Zelensky is not there for security reasons. And Denise struck on it. Obviously, if he was there, the Chechens are now in the mix, and they've been brought in to kill or capture the political leaders in Ukraine to try to take away some of the momentum that these people are giving to the people on the ground that they're fighting. So you won't see the Ukrainian president show up. Now, concerns are growing over the miscalculations with Russia as U.S. troops are building up near but not close to the Ukraine. And there's a real possibility, because what we've seen right now is not a full-scale invasion. It may appear to look like it to the layman that's out there, but a full-scale invasion would encompass doing pretty much of a 360 as you could to the country with air, sea, and ground. Now, so far, and I can understand why, because Putin may be having a problem, but he's not stupid. He does not want to get out there, get his planes in the air, and start doing the things that made him famous over the years, like carpet bombing residential areas. Now, it's bad enough that missiles were fired into and at a school where some 13 or 14 kids were killed over the weekend. And I believe that might have been an orphanage. Not sure, but I think that's what it was. So at any rate, they're tippy-toeing along, trying to be as careful as they can. Maybe they will, maybe they won't. But keep in mind, the Pentagon is monitoring all of this from above and beyond. We have our satellites, and I've been watching the satellites. I'm not going to mention which ones or what kind for obvious reasons, but I've been watching the satellites to see what's going on. And you can actually see every hour or two where troops have moved, if they've moved at all, or if they're bogged down, where they're bogged down. Because make no mistake about it, the Russians in some areas can't move. And as Denise adequately and adeptly pointed out, all the street signs and all the road signs are down. The Russians have got maps, but the maps don't agree with what they're seeing in real time on the ground. Now, the only thing that would work would be GPS. And it's hard to believe, folks, but it's very true, and it's showing us right now. The Russian troops, the majority of the Russian troops, do not have GPS capability. Go figure. How could you do that? Even our guys in Afghanistan, in Iraq, in Syria, had GPS. They had GPS. We were further advanced than they were. And now we're starting to see how further unadvanced Russia is by what we're not seeing with their units being bogged down. But anyway, that's all probably going to change here when the cavalry comes storming through. Now, here's the other thing that we talked about briefly with Denise that I'll mention again. The very liberal hacking group, Anonymous, has launched a full-scale attack on Russian targets. Now, they're hacking the Russian Ministry of Defense and a lot of their communications that come through the Ministry of Defense and goes out to the troops in the field. Now, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure out that some of those orders are not getting through, which is another reason why you would see Russian troops sitting still and not moving the way that you would think they would. This was supposed to be the blitzkrieg, remember? Their words, not mine. This was supposed to be the big Russian blitzkrieg. Take the whole country over in 3 to 4 days. We're on day number 5, and they're not even close. They're trying to be. There's a lot of false information out there that's telling you they are, but they're not. They're bogged down. And this is a big-time problem for them. So, keep your eyes on Anonymous and what they're doing, because right now, they're letting everybody know that they're there, and their job, their mission, is to shut Russia down. That's their job, their mission. They told everybody about it. Okay, we'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. I got Chris Markowski coming up next. Be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamgaday.com.
By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away. Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Kyle Warren. I will take it right away. Now, this portion of the program, my conversation with the watchdog on Wall Street, Chris Markowski, is brought to you by Moss Acura. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. Now, if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you're going to love Moss Acura. The powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has a more rigid body, double wishbone suspension, and comes with a 345-horsepower engine. Plus, it's got some amazing creature comforts, like the quilted leather seats and front seat massagers, and, oh yeah, heated seats. Now that really feels fantastic. So, Moss Acura, the home and office pickup that they offer and delivery to, nobody's doing. Their lease programs are some of the best in the industry. And don't forget, your Moss Acura comes with Moss Care, with free oil changes and tire rotations for life, as they honor those who have served our country with the You Serve, You Save program for veterans, active duty military, first responders, church pastors too, all located on North Florida Avenue, next to Moss Nissan. Find them online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura, Acura.com. Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
Morning.
I got a question for you. The money aspect here with Russia. Now, we watch the economy, and that's going to be a big problem with all these sanctions and things with Russia, I do believe, because we watched the ruble on Friday drop 40%, and the markets today haven't yet opened, some of the money markets, but it looks like it's going to drop some more. That's going to really ruin Russia and affect a lot of the other world, part of the world, isn't it?
Yeah, well, the response by the Russian central bank is that they doubled their interest rates to 20% in order to try to shore up the ruble. I don't know whether or not that's going to work. Again, they're becoming more and more of a pariah at this point in time. It's kind of like trying to stave off the inevitable. I do think if they really took the sanctions to the level that they should, I know that they've amped them up to some degree. There are a lot of loopholes in some of the things that they're doing in regards to SWIFT. I do think that, you know, they need to continue to add pressure to all of the Russian billionaires, the various different oligarchs there, start seizing assets as soon as you can. You do that, you know, that they'll put more pressure on Putin as well. You know, Connelly's right, and I don't agree with her, you know, on many things. But you know, she made a pretty good point yesterday in the fact that, for lack of a better word, erratic, as far as Vladimir Putin is concerned at this point in time. I really think that, he miscalculated on this one.
I know he did.
I think he thought that this thing was going to be over and done with very, very quickly, that Zelensky and the Ukrainian elites were going to just, you know, pack up and leave and move to Paris, like oftentimes happens when countries are being overthrown.
Mm-hmm.
And it hasn't worked out that way. And now he's stuck. And, you know, I know he's too, you know, he's going to have to try to find a way. And this is a hard thing too, because you're dealing with a guy like Putin, is how in the world, if, you know, he's going to be able to save face in a situation, like this. That's the difficult thing. He's kind of stuck, because if the violence continues and the pictures keep being seen, that he's going to lose China, he's going to lose these other people, and he's going to be cut off from the rest of the world. You know, as far as the Russian people are concerned, you've obviously seen the value of the currency drop. You got run on banks. They yanked the Champions League final from St. Petersburg, moved it to Paris, and the things keep adding up. They might kick them out of the World Cup. There's a myriad of things that are going on right now. And again, it's going to lose a hell of a lot of popularity, if there was much of any, back in Russia.
Well, here's why I know that he's in trouble. Number one, his troops left on this invasion with 4 days' worth of beans, bullets, and fuel. It's now on the fifth day. A lot of these units have stopped because they have no more fuel. They have no more beans. They have no more bullets. So a lot of these units have stopped. But in the meantime, did you see the convoy that the Turkish drone annihilated yesterday? 40 vehicles. They destroyed every one of them, and they killed everybody in the convoy.
Yeah, I also saw a missile battery that was destroyed as well. That's another key part as well, as you probably mentioned, is that Turkey could play a role. And again, you know, they're going to want something for this. They've always wanted to be a member of the European Union, and they're not. They could cut off the Black Sea. And that would really, really hurt Russia at this point in time. And they're considering doing it. And I've been hearing rumblings and mumblings about this. That if that's the case, Russia's going to have a really difficult time. They already got airspace is cut off, European Union and Canada. So it's limited to where their planes can fly to just even get out of the country. And that's, you know, just for simple commercial, is going to make things very, very difficult.
Yeah, and folks, I'm talking to Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. He catches all his information over at watchdogonwallstreet.com. And, of course, his great show on the weekend you can hear on many of these same stations. Well, here's the other thing. Over the weekend, we had a horrible weekend. because the Russians were going to take the supplies they had left and get out there and take control of all these cities, and it didn't happen.
Yeah, again, a lot of pushback. And again, you mentioned as well, I mean, resources, things, you know, various different from tanks running out of fuel on through supply chain issues that they that they're dealing with there. You know, I did hear that they sent some sort of they was found out some sort of elite, you know, special forces that was run to try to kill all elites and
the Chechens. Remember them?
Yeah, and you know, so I don't know. Like I said, you know, it depends on how long they can hold off. I guess these you know talks at the border, the Belarusian border, is supposed to be happening.
It's right now. Right now.
Yeah. Yeah, as I said, in the now immediate future, you know, hopefully we can get some sort of resolution, and get them to pull back, from those spots. You know, the big thing too is, you know, when you have, Sweden and Finland also saying, hey, now we want to be members of NATO, it's making it very, very difficult. It was a complete, you know, miscalculation, by Vladimir Putin. And, he was expecting something completely different happening very quickly.
Well, again, I'll repeat what I said for the people that might not have heard it the first time. They sent their troops out with a 4-day supply of rations. That included the ammunition, the fuel, and the beans and the bullets. Okay.
Yeah.
And it did not work. We're now into day number. Well, actually, we're into day number 6.
Yeah. Well, listen. Again, you know, you look at this situation, and you got to look at that. You know what Russia is, and she heard it yesterday, and it was a kind of a funny comment. It's attributed to actually John McCain, late John McCain. He called Russia an old gas station. An old gas station with a military. That's basically all it is, because that's all they really do. It's all they produce is energy. And when you see energy prices go through the roof like they have, and this is, you know, partially our fault as well, because we decided that, you know, to stop drilling and stop producing, they can put a lot of money away. And they're able to, you know, get involved in a myriad of different adventures. You know, this is a problem. And we've talked about this, you know, ad nauseum here in regards to Europe and Europe's decision to rely so much on Russia. And again, you know, Trump made this very, very clear how stupid this was. Obama understood this. Europe not spending money on their military. Again, that was one of the most striking things over the course of the weekend is Germany all of a sudden is now going to spend, the required
2%
of their GDP on their military, not to mention their, you know, first time since World War II, they're shipping, lethal weapons to a conflict zone, which is something they haven't done since World War II. So again, you're losing Germany, in this situation. You're in trouble. Lost that.
Okay. I will talk to you tomorrow morning. Same time, same bat channel. Have yourself a great day, my friend.
You've got it. Have a good one.
All right. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Go over there. Check it out. Check out all the things that she's got going there. And we'll be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25% to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.